Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I feel so well rested after last night because I got to sleep an extra hour because The Bachelor was only on for an hour instead of its usual two. So I'm doing good.
Bachelor savings time. It's working well for us.
Saving BST. Our lives.
Yeah. Early contender for a hashtag. Hope that doesn't mean anything weird.
You never know.
Right. Yeah. I try to keep notes during the episode, but I only have 3 words for my notes for last night's episode. Andy, Corinne, Raven. I feel like that's all we saw. We saw 3 women, one of whom was not even on this season. So,
yeah. This was an interesting episode. I did appreciate the 1-hour format. 2 hours gets a little lengthy for me, and I'm kind of glad they broke it up because, shoot, this would have been a bland 2 hours.
It would. I mean, they kept it interesting with sort of giving things away way ahead of time, but they're used to that, right? They gave away who the Bachelorette is, so why not just announce who's staying? And
I guess on ABC, they while the rose ceremony was going on, they had and we're talking to Corinne tomorrow morning. It's like,
yes, it popped up on the lower left hand.
Luckily, that didn't happen. So I had a little bit of suspense.
Canada was protected for you.
Yeah. Until they just had Raven on the date. And I was like, well, it was probably between Raven and Corinne. So,
yeah. Well, they really had to tease her big giveaway dramatic secret as early as possible, I guess.
Yeah. Also in the rose ceremony, I was kind of, I guess I'm jumping ahead a little bit. I don't care. This is my podcast. I do what I want.
Exactly.
There was a moment there where I was like, oh my God, is Vanessa going home?
Yeah. I mean, she was very silent and they showed her kind of hesitating. And it's like, maybe our read on this was totally wrong.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Is this going to happen? And then it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm alive, but you are dead. So I'm sorry.
I'm dead in the draft. It's terrible. I think Corinne got me a kiss point on the way out. But we'll get into it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with Andy because I have a lot of words.
Sure.
For that scene. So Andy shows up and they talk. What do they talk about? What was the point of this conversation?
That's what I thought was so weird, is that you'd think there'd at least be some sort of statement she would make that would kind of be a, suspenseful thing, I'm here to, resolve something with you, or we've got unfinished business. But it was she was just walked in and started chatting.
Passive aggressiveness and some sexual tension. It was a weird combo.
Yeah, she was just trying to get into what he was going to do on the fantasy suite dates. Yeah. And they just,
it was just, and they said sorry about hurting each other. And it was just I don't know. I love Andy, but I don't know if I need to see this.
Yeah, what do you think was going on behind the scenes? Was Nick expressing doubts about the fantasy suites and that he was just going to use them to talk because it didn't work out for him in the past? And the producers were
I have no idea what the scoop was.
Andy's blessing or something. Yeah, maybe our great listeners will, they check the spoiler sites for us. They get the scoop and they'll let us know if there was some behind the scenes story, if it was just filler. I have a feeling it was just filler.
It was very weird. Have we seen something like this before?
No, usually it's somebody coming back to warn someone. You predicted, it could be one of the Danielles coming back. And I think Danielle L, right? The brunette, and saying, hey, I'm either to warn him about somebody who has bad intentions or to try to get back in the game. But as far as one of the exes coming back, I can't recall a time that happened in the same way. So it seemed like she was playing the Chris Harrison role, where he's just like, how are you feeling about these final girls?
Yeah. And do you really, if we're suspending our disbelief and this is real life, and I totally believe that Nick had real feelings for Andy and vice versa, do you really want to be discussing how you're going to bang 3 chicks in a foreign country with your ex-girlfriend?
I know.
Is that something you really want to do?
Yeah, it was really odd. But hey, it happened.
You're right. It did happen.
It was
teased from I don't know. Was this teased from the very beginning of the season, or am I just making that up?
I feel like, they always show people showing up knocking on doors
at the beginning of the season. Yeah, that's true. So I think it was there.
You'd think they would have at least used it for some sort of maximum drama, like Vanessa or Corinne showing up and seeing that he's talking to Andy, or, you know, just to make some kind of.
I don't really get what they were going for there.
Right. And of course, at this point, we should just mention that, you know, if you don't know who the Bachelorette is, it has been announced, but we'll probably just reference that throughout this podcast as it may occur to us.
Will we though? Because did we see her at all this episode?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those invisible ones that we didn't see, but yeah, we didn't see her at all this episode. We didn't see Vanessa at all this episode, really, except at the rose ceremony, which we get to right after he talks to Andy. So apparently we needed that introduction. We needed to hear from Andy rather than, you know, just go straight to Finland. So they had an outdoor New York rose ceremony. A lot of people are commenting on the outerwear that the women were wearing.
Yeah, because it was freezing out, and I felt bad for them that they all had to have their jackets half undone so they could see their pretty dresses.
Right. Maybe it was just prepping them that they were headed to Finland. It's like, hey, let's just ease on in. So. We can't go right from the tropics to Finland. That would be like a shock to the system. So, at this point, we know who the Bachelorette is. So I was kind of thinking, well, maybe she'll get sent before the final three, but we've seen previews of her as well, kind of in a Finland atmosphere. So that took away
What are they doing here? Like, what's the scoop? I know. Why did they make these choices?
Laziness. It has to be, right? They just, or they just assume it's like a new way
maybe
to watch.
Maybe they think we're too stupid to notice.
Maybe.
Which is fair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not know things. I want to be surprised. Oh my goodness. But
like, even if we're gonna see it in like 5 minutes, like, don't, I mean, at least Raven got the first rose in that scenario. Like, it would have been dumb as hell, but like totally something the Bachelor would do, mm-hmm. to have that very Raven centric preview, mm-hmm. and then like have her and someone else up for the rose, the last rose.
Right. Yeah. At least
I feel like they've done that before.
Yeah.
I feel like there was like Becca and Jade in Christmas season. I feel like that happened.
Yeah. I think it did. Yeah. There was just no. Yeah. So that's where you start to have those doubts about Vanessa, because it's like, well, okay, it's either Corinne or Vanessa now.
And you're just kind of like, this could happen. You never know.
Exactly. Could have been like, oh, it's too tough. I don't know where I want to live. And the visas, it's just too much. Okay. Bye.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so
but instead we say goodbye to Corinne, and this was a weird goodbye. Mm-hmm. This was one of those things where I think Nick really didn't want to say goodbye to Corinne, but he's thinking about his image, maybe.
Okay.
Because he seemed to really just get a kick out of Corinne. He dug her. You could tell when he was saying goodbye, he was like, I don't want, like, you know, he's like, you're the greatest. Like, I didn't want to say goodbye. I don't think that you did anything wrong. Mm-hmm. And he was like kissing her like a million times.
Right. If she was so upset, not in like the,
she was devastated. That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, she just started crying right away, and that you don't always see that. It's really usually you see kind of the stone cold, and they just walk off, or they, you know, kind of are composed and say like, I wish you the best of luck. But this was like, yeah, it was really hard to watch. Yeah, we got a question from Jocelyn Halbert on Twitter, at Jocely says, why do you think Nick let Corinne go home? Their connection seemed very genuine. So you think he's thinking ahead? Do you think the Andy talk influenced him in any way?
No, I don't think so. I think that this was kind of always the spot for Corinne.
Mm-hmm. He definitely made it clear that he was excited to meet Raquel. He knew that would be kind of like a storyline, and like that would be big. So then that kind of, once we realized, oh, she's making it further than we thought, made it to hometowns. And yeah, it just might not have been good if he went, if she went to Finland, that it was just, I don't know. Yeah. His image probably, would have taken a hit on that, but he's doing his head and thinking with one head and not the other, maybe. But yeah, we said goodbye to Corinne, but I loved her limo words.
It was great. Have we ever seen a Bachelor character with a better story arc than Corinne?
Hmm.
Like, and not only that, it's just like it's a very complex storyline. You know, she was the villain, but was she really the villain? And then she was fun and she is funny, but she was also really drunk. And then she was also trying to bang Nick the entire time. And then she has a lot of money and she has a nanny, but like she has these really genuine moments and she has this crying at the end. And then her very last moment is, you know, I'm done trying to impress guys, which is like a great thing to learn at, to like realize at 24. Like, girl, you're gonna be set if you like stick to that shit at 24.
Right. Don't pull a Lace where you're like, I'm gonna go find myself, and then you find yourself back on BSD.
You find yourself on Bachelor in Paradise. But not that I don't think we'll see, not that I don't think we won't see Corinne on Bachelor in Paradise, but it's also like a very different statement.
Right. Because Lace was like, I need time to myself. I don't want to date. Whereas Corinne saying, they got to let me know that they're into me. I'm not going to change myself or act a certain way, which is a big thing to learn at that age. So,
yeah. And, you know, Corinne, if you're comfortable in who you are, then live your life. Who cares what random people on the internet like us say?
Exactly. Yeah. So that was a great note to go out on. I haven't seen any of her appearances, but I understand that she's been on GMA. Of course, they announced it in the lower corner of the screen, and Jimmy Kimmel. So it'd be fun to check up on those. But I think we'll be seeing a lot more of her. So that's good.
Yeah, this is not the end of Corinne on our television.
No.
Not by a long shot.
Not at all. So then they toast to heading off to Finland. Were you excited about this destination?
I was. I've always wanted to go to the Nordic region. Norway, Finland, and Sweden just seem like the most beautiful places in the world. And then this was a really cool time to go. It's cold as balls, but Northern Lights time. And then like the cabins they have like a glass ceiling so you can see the Northern Lights, and that's so cool. Like,
that was the coolest location.
Yeah, and you know, all the reindeer you get to pet, and that's just, you know, I one of my favorite parts about The Bachelor is like the travel aspect. I love seeing new places and stuff. And Finland's like not a place you would think of as like a Bachelor location. So it was really cool.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what wasn't cool?
Hmm.
Nick's effing turtleneck. That is the worst piece of clothing I have ever seen on this stupid show.
Yeah, we got a lot of comments and questions on that.
Where do you find something like that in 2016?
Yeah, we saw our good friend Angela Bloom tweeting that he was like a combination of Simon and Garfunkel. At Ryder Waldron DDS says, so are turtlenecks supposed to cover your chin? Nick's was borderline neck brace territory. So it's just
People were like concerned about his mobility. He couldn't like move his head because the turtleneck was so high and tight.
I know. Give us weird, like, yeah, he just looked, you know, as if the age difference wasn't big enough. It's like, it just looked like he was like the grandfather coming in at that point.
Maybe he sprained his neck and he had to hide like a neck brace under something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an interesting
like
choice.
If you were a raven, would you fuck Nick after seeing him in that turtleneck? Because
well, Raven has a certain motivation on her mind, I think, so I guess that didn't kill that, I don't think.
Yeah, Raven, listen, don't like your first time, let's not amp this up and put too much pressure on the situation, because if whatever you want to happen does not happen, you will leave disappointed.
Yeah.
So just go into this with realistic expectations and understand that you need time to develop this relationship in all aspects, and just roll with it.
Right. And if you're thinking that your past relationship didn't cause you the satisfaction because you didn't really trust him, right now you're dating a guy who has two other women in the same like exotic destination as you.
Who you've all been dating for 6 weeks.
Right. So you're not exclusive. It just might put a lot of pressure. You're on TV. You just admitted this when you could have just waited until your private time in the room to say it, you know. Don't have
also
to
just
do
maybe don't say it.
Yeah.
Is that something you really need to discuss right meow?
No. It's not something that Nick needs to like feed his ego with any further. You know
Ew,
what I mean? Like,
that's, no, stop. I didn't even think about that aspect. And that's the worst part.
Right. It's got enough, you know, to supply for that. So Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know if she was, if it was like, hey, this is something unique that I'm going to say, or if she's just postponing, like, it was just like awkward, like verbal diarrhea of like, oh, I want to say I love you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just being forward, you know, maybe she's just being a forward woman and just, you know, putting down what she really wants from this relationship. And I guess like, go for it. But God, I don't want to talk about my uterus on national television. Like, that's not something I want to do. And I guess that's what makes Raven and I different.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And why she's good casting for television and I am terrible casting for life.
Apparently you have to be open about everything. They want to know your full history when you sign up.
Yeah, like, and guess what?
Including
you've
that.
Been together for 6.5 minutes. Let's look at this in a romantic perspective and say this relationship is going to last forever. Mm-hmm. You have like years to talk about your lack of pleasurable experiences with your Dr. X who you assaulted.
Exactly.
Let's not do it on a show where your parents are probably going to watch.
No, it's just uncomfortable.
I can't imagine anything worse, frankly.
Right.
I feel like I say that every episode of this.
There's nothing worse than.
And then they come up with something worse.
Right. Well, aside from that, was there anything else that stood out to you on the date? They had a little conversation about ironing.
That was hot. That was hotter than the O-talk.
The O-talk.
I'll cook if you fold the laundry. Yeah. What mundane household tasks do you hate the most?
What I hate the most is dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'd be doing laundry. How about you?
I hate vacuuming. I hate the sound of it. It drives me crazy. Mm. And I hate folding laundry as well. Like, I have a tendency to do laundry and then not put it away for weeks.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, really, the heavy lifting is just getting it clean. So,
yeah.
I'm so, you know, or I'll fold it inside the hamper and then I won't hang it up.
I try and like force myself to do it as soon as possible because otherwise I'm not going to do it.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder what Ethan's. I'm going to text Ethan right now. What household tasks do you hate?
I'm also with Raven on the not ironing. I don't think that's necessary. I like to use the wrinkle
release
spray.
Never ironed a garment my damn life. And I never will.
No, don't. It's a waste. You get hot and sweaty and.
I just don't understand it. And I get
takes
frustrated.
Up so much space. Just other ways to do it. So she sounds like she's got a good steamer. I mean, she is the retail boutique owner.
Yeah, she knows what's up. If she's saying you don't need to iron, well, then you don't need to iron.
Yeah. Nick is Gen X. She's millennial. I think they'll have to figure that out if they end up together. But he's old school iron.
Well, I thought Nick was a baby boomer.
Especially with that turtleneck, right?
Yeah.
Jumped ahead. Oh, that's so great. So they've got this beautiful suites.
Missing the most important part of this entire episode.
What is it?
They played darts with strangers in a bar. Obviously, they spent all of the money on the tickets to get to Finland and not the dates.
That's all they got to do. It's like, just sit here and talk about chores, play darts, and then go to your fancy suites.
Do they get to eat dinner? Like, what do you think they ate? Mm. Do you think they had like a reindeer burger?
Ooh, that could be. Or fish?
Like a salted cod.
Ew.
It's popular in those places because they keep long.
Yeah.
I might be mixing up Finland with Newfoundland because I know they do that in Newfoundland.
It would be similar.
Yeah, because they have a similar climate, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know in Norway they eat lutefisk, which is a gelatinous.
Oh, okay.
Smelly fish.
We're not talking about gelatinous anything.
Yeah. So.
Back, he said he hates dishes, which I'm fine with dishes, so that'll work.
Okay.
Out.
I agree with him. So, yeah, I wonder if they'll do any. Well, it's fantasy suite dates. So, usually you get like before they go to the fantasy suite, they have like some kind of cool in the city date. But yeah, they just went to a bar. Did they do anything else in the city? I can't think of anything.
I mean,
sightseeing.
They didn't tell me a city that they're in.
Were they in a helicopter or something?
I don't think they're in Helsinki. So I think, wait, that's, is that in Finland?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Finland, right? Oh my God. Whew, I scared myself for a second. I think they said they're in Lapland, which is the very northern part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So I can imagine there's not a like whole a lot of city. That they can go get
souvenirs, right?
Yeah, especially this time of year.
I think I recall that they were on a helicopter together to get to their destination.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So
do you think all the girls are like up in the same area?
They might be all in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Rachel will get the city, like, walk around Helsinki date because she says she likes those dates. But it looks like they all have kind of adventurous outdoor dates, which makes sense. They might be kind of the same.
Snowshoeing?
Yeah, the same region. Or like Nick did at the end, like his Rocky thing. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
So weird. So we leave with them just kind of arriving at their really cool...
to the Bone Zone.
Yeah, they're really cool. Sweet. That's just like glass ceiling, literally, above their
very
heads.
Very cool. I'd like to stay in a place like this pretty much anywhere.
Mm-hmm. And it's so they can watch the Northern Lights. Or
yeah,
so
that's
they can
so
just...
cool. And do you think the Northern Lights in this shot were like special effect added?
Probably.
Yeah.
But apparently up there, you know, it's like a nightly occurrence. So maybe it was real, but they just enhanced it to... because I don't think it's one of those things. It's sort of like if you take a picture of the moon, even if it looks beautiful to you when you see it, like the supermoon on your phone, it does not look impressive.
Really? I love seeing people's Instagram photos of the supermoon when it's blurry, a little orb.
Really? I always feel like it just looks like any
old moon. I hate that.
Oh, okay. You fooled me. You'd be good at like a first date on The Bachelor.
Really?
I like that too.
Wait, yeah, I love that you're dating a non-real job
20
person.
Other people, yeah.
Why? All of my boyfriends have had 29 other girlfriends. It's just great for me.
Yeah, I saw speculation, like, do you think, was it Corinne's dad? Did you think he had an influence of making Nick feel less than a man about his earning potential? That could have had a factor in letting her
go?
No,
I don't think Nick actually cares about that.
I think he feels so confident in his ability to, like, you know, be a professional bachelor, even once he gets married. Yeah, the face of the franchise, the new face. So what are you anticipating? The result of this, as Chris Harrison teased it, will Raven be left satisfied?
Oh, my God.
Just had to do that.
You think they're going to have a... and Raven's going to make it to the final two, and then she's going to be left at the stand.
Okay, so you think it would be pretty bad if Rachel was in the final two. Like, then they just, like,
ruin
their finale.
It would be very, very annoying, unless she won and dumped him. But then it's also kind of like, well, this was also super annoying.
Oh, yeah, that's the new theory that's being floated around, that maybe, like, she's the winner, and it was like a... Melissa Rycroft, Jason Mesnick thing where it just ended as soon as it began and they're like, hey, come back and be the bachelorette. But yeah.
But even then, they're like spoiling this entire stupid season.
Right.
Because we would know that's what happened.
Yeah.
As soon as like other person stepped out of the limo, we would know. And that's like still 20 minutes of show. And then we have to watch a stupid after the final row is about why it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or he does the Brad Womack, but I think his ego is too, like, he knows how much that didn't go over well. So I don't see that happening. Yeah, I mean, I think the previews about Raven, like, are just, like, kind of all misdirected as they always are. Like, and then we'll see Vanessa and Rachel have their fantasy suite dates. And, like, we had 1 hour this time. They're going to make it up to us. Or get the revenge, and what? We have 3 hours next week.
Yeah, and I had heard that they're doing 1 hour this week, 1 hour next week, and then the 2 hours, and then the 3 hours, which I would have much preferred. But no, we're just doing...
3 hours, and then 3 hours?
6 hours of Bachelor in
2 weeks. Start carbo-loading now. We need our endurance.
Start wine-loading, you mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there carbs in wine?
Yes.
Is there?
Yeah, right? Sugars? Grapes?
Are those the same thing?
Yeah. I mean...
well, I know carbs turn into sugars, but do sugars turn into carbs?
I think they register the same. Although the wine bottle that I'm staring at now does not have any nutrition information.
They never do, which is very nice.
It is.
Okay, what am I looking at?
All you get is the percentage of alcohol.
Is there carbs in wine? Oh, fuck. Yeah, there is. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, good thing I'm not on a low carb diet. We need this.
2.7 grams per 100 grams of wine. This is bullshit.
Doesn't sound like that much.
No, but you get 5% of your vitamin B.
Okay.
I said vitamin V, didn't I? Vitamin B. I meant vitamin B. Ugh, kill me. What am I doing here? And 2% of your potassium for the day. Right. Per 100. That's pretty good.
That's not bad. Health benefits.
No cholesterol. Mm-hmm. What is the lowest carb alcohol? I'm going to click that now. Pure spirits like whiskey, brandy, cognac, vodka, tequila contain zero carbs, and they are all fine on low carb.
Ooh.
However, avoid sugar sweetened drinks. Okay. Note that popular drink gin and tonic is full of sugar, 16 grams. I don't drink that anyway.
You're educating future bachelorette contestants.
I'm educating my damn self here.
So
I could never be on a no carb diet. Like I think about that often and how awful it must be.
Yeah,
you because A, I love carbs, and B, well, now that I found out there's carbs in wine, and now that's stupid. So
get those Chad meat sweats.
I do love my lunch meat.
And he's been announced for sure coming back for Bachelor in Paradise, right?
Yeah.
Is he the which only is announced? Like
literally 0% shocking.
Shock, yeah.
Exactly. I have less shock than there is carbs in a glass of wine.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited for it, though. I'm already thinking about it with Corinne's exit. You know, that's all my points left in the draft is just who's going to show up on VIP. Because otherwise I'm out. But since we mentioned draft, let's do a quick draft recap. Might as well.
Okay, here's what's going on in the draft. Amy and I are fucked.
Right?
That's all there is.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You have, I don't even know how this is possible. So I have 124. I don't have anybody left. You have 104. You've got Vanessa left. And then Rachel and Raven, team, our ladies are on Jordan's team. He's at 176. So like a good 50 points ahead of me. And then 70 points ahead of you. So no matter what happens, I feel like there's not really a route like, to win for you here, even if Vanessa wins.
Vanessa can talk about how many times they did it with Nick and then spend the entire rest of the season just kissing.
Yes.
She can win and become the next Bachelorette and be on VIP, and I still won't even come close.
Yeah. Exactly. Win and be on VIP. That would be a good
thing. And be the Bachelorette.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm looking has Rachel even cashed in her Bachelorette points yet? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think George has updated that. Just, you know, to protect the few spoiler-free people out there. Bless their hearts. So, yeah, that's the update of the draft. And, Haley, do you have a review to share?
I do. Okay. So, this is from the U.S. store. It's from Hit It Here, Megan. Oh, hit.
Hi there.
Oh, hi. Hi there, Megan. This is the end of the episode. I'll see you guys next week. From Oh, hi. Okay, to be fair to me, a little.
Wait, what?
It looks like Oh, Hit Here, Megan.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's the same letters. Anyway, okay,
so Megan says, these ladies got the final rose. Seriously, Amy and Haley are amazing hosts for all the trashy amazing that is Bachelor Nation. I wouldn't want to chat about all things Bachelor with anyone else. Keep up the great work, ladies, and thanks. Thank you, Megan, for brightening our lives with that review. And you guys should get in your reviews if you haven't already. And if you have, make a new account and write another review.
Ooh. That's a good deceptive way to do it. I like it.
I don't know if you can, but try it, please.
Yeah,
try out. Yeah, just, you know, it takes 5 seconds, write a review, And you could be entered to win something that Amy and I haven't decided on yet. So,
yes. So if you like living on the edge, this is for you.
And you might or might not get it before the end of 2017.
Exactly.
We're not promising anything.
We did deliver one.
Yeah.
We're working on the second.
Literally 8 months later.
Yeah. So
if you're a patient person, then this is the podcast for you.
So you have to like predict, are you still going to like us in 8 months? Because if you're like on the fence, then you probably wouldn't leave us a review anyway. So.
But even if you're on the fence and like it's your time to like head out, can you please just leave us a 5-star review just for fun?
It would be nice.
Wouldn't it be nice if you left us 5-star review? Ooh, 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 ooh.
I love it.
Okay.
All right. So we'll be back to answer your questions after this quick break. All right. Looks like we've got some more emails this week, Haley.
Yeah, you guys have been really killing it in the email game. So keep them coming to bachelorwrapup@gmail.com. It brightens my day when I get your emails.
Yes. You have the notification set so that you're alerted right away.
I get it. I get it forwarded to my Gmail.
Okay.
So like my Haley Gmail.
Wow.
And I have that up at work pretty much all day because this is a long, convoluted story for absolutely no payoff. I was trying to avoid getting the new iOS system, but I needed more room on my phone. So I thought I could circumvent it by deleting it, by restoring my iPhone, mm-hmm. and then taking my backup from the cloud and putting it on. But it didn't work that way, and I completely lost everything. Mm. So anyway, my email now doesn't show me. Like, I don't get the button notifications to show me I have emails. Okay. So I forget to check it. And I can't figure out how to, in settings, to, like, make it so I do get the button settings or button notifications or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have my thing up all day so I can at least remember to get my emails throughout the week.
Right.
So, yeah, like I said, little payoff on that story.
I've just been avoiding doing the update because I did it. And then I didn't like it with the new text update. And then I was like, how do I get it back? How do I get back? And so then I found out like how to do it to like revert to the older, like the pre-saved version or whatever. I was like, here are the steps. Because everyone else, it was at the time when everyone else didn't like it either.
Yeah. See, I always wait 4 months before and they work out all the bugs and stuff. And then I do it. My iPad is still not on that operating system. But as soon as I updated to the new operating system, then they came out with like another operating system, like honestly 2 weeks later, and it came out with more emojis. And I'm like, you know what? I'm happy with my squirt gun.
You've got enough emojis.
I don't need an avocado.
Right. Yeah. I kind of like the creativity involved when you're like, wait, there isn't something for this yet. So got to think of something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a language you learned and then have to like learn a new one. I don't know. So yeah, I'm still like hitting that like, Remind me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll update it someday. Yes. Well, this email begins, "Hey, Amy and Haley. This is my first season watching the U.S. version of The Bachelor, and one thing really stuck out to me as a difference to our version here in Australia. Why is your host even there? Seriously, he's never there. He's been on screen all of 5 minutes. I honestly don't even know his name, so why bother? In our version, the host introduces pretty much every date, has a little intro each episode, etc. Does your host have some other show he has commitments to so that he can't be there? Anyway, loving the coverage." And that is from Jonathan.
Jonathan, actually, yes, he does have other commitments. It's called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? He is the host of that, and that's probably where he is. Good point.
And also, Who Wants to Be a Douche by, like, cashing in their check and not, like, just figured out, hey, I don't need to be here, but I need the check.
It's kind of funny because you mentioned on the Australian Bachelor, like, your host is very present. On the Canadian Bachelor, they literally just didn't have a host anymore after the first season. They just stopped having one.
They don't need it.
Which worked for me, personally.
Yeah, Nick did his own rose ceremony in that one hotel.
That's true.
They just showed
up. Why do you bother? Anyway, thank you, Jonathan, for getting in here.
Yeah.
Listen to our podcast all the way from Australia.
Yes, and if you leave us a review in Australia, screenshot it and email it to us, and you could get into this little mix.
No, Little Mix is from England. That was hilarious, Haley, and I loved it. Okay, you know, I don't think Little Mix is getting quite enough attention for being a really great girl group. Like, they're exactly the girl Britpop that we loved in the 90s.
I suppose. Yeah. I'm glad they got their shout out. Maybe they'll appear in a Bachelor date at some point.
Oh my god. That is a dream.
This is from Cassie. Hey guys, love the show. You're both hilarious. I am not sure how interesting my name story is. My middle name is Tayla, pronounced like the Tella part of telephone. Okay, so it's Tella. My dad was watching an old Western movie with my grandfather, and it was the name of the maid in the movie. My mom hated it, but my dad wouldn't take her to the hospital to have me until she agreed to the name. She also had to let him stop at Taco Bell on the way to the hospital. I also wanted to weigh in on the daddy dad moniker being a Southern thing. I am from a tiny town in Texas. You can't get much more Southern than this, ladies, and I haven't called my dad daddy since I was a little kid. My man, on the other hand, winky face. I'm kidding, dot, 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 maybe. And then, like, the gritting teeth emoji and the, like, crying laughing emoji. Keep up the great work, Cassie.
I feel like I'd make my husband stop at Taco Bell for me on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. It said she also had to let him stop at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
A lot of demands.
Well, your mom seems like a great gal.
Cassie Tella. I like it. I wonder where Cassie came from. I guess that was the boring part of the story. Named after a maid on a Western TV show with the grandfather. I like it. That's cool. I wonder if the mom has grown to like it.
Or what, like, what her choice would have been.
Right.
Would have been phone.
Tella phone.
Cassie phone. Whatever your last name is. Yeah.
Nice.
Cassie phone Texas.
Awesome. We love those name stories. They were inspired by Raven, so that's
cool. So Raven. Okay. I need to stop.
How much wine are we done?
Zero.
No,
I haven't drinking any wine. I have to work in the morning, so.
You had a lot of carbo loading today though, I noticed.
Did I? Snapchat. Yeah, I ate a lot of pancakes, so.
Yeah, that sounds like a good dinner.
That was great. Pancake Tuesday.
It is.
Sup, Mardi Gras.
I know, we're just a few weeks too late with Bachelor in Mardi Gras. It should have been Mardi Gras City. But, oh well. This is from Andrea. Here's a possible hot take. I want Andy to get a second chance at being the Bachelorette. I'm still excited for Rachel's season next, but after that, I would love to see Andy again. However, they would need to get better quality guys for her this time. No offense to Nick. Thoughts? Thanks, Andrea.
Andrea, I have this exact same thought when Andy was on TV the other day. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, would she make an excellent second time Bachelorette? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she totally would. Because I feel like she had to bring like a certain amount of skepticism into it.
Uh-huh.
Which would be interesting, I think.
Yeah. They haven't done a second time Bachelorette before. They did it once with Brad Womack for The Bachelor. But we kind of got that with Emily, where, you know, she was a winner and was brought back, and actually way back to Andrew Firestone season. Jen, who he picked, was then the Bachelorette because they broke up. So it kind of would have that same vibe in a way, where it's like, hey, we thought that they found their person. We thought it was successful, and then they weren't. I just don't know if they would do that again.
But there's a difference between, like, lump of lard Brad Womack and cool, awesome, beautiful Andy.
True. It is true. But I think they would have to have, you know, a unique situation where they kind of, like, I guess this time around with where they didn't really see any of these guys from JoJo's season as really, like, breaking out. And so, like, hey, let's try Nick and going back into the well, but I think they might do that.
No, Wells was on last season.
Right. Well, I feel like they'd do that more likely. Like, they just go back to someone from a previous season, but not somebody we've seen before. But I suppose she's always open to in the mix, little mix for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah. Do you think she would do it, though?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
This is from Facebook. Catherine Semple wants to know, Do you think Rachel will make it to the final two, or do you think she's guaranteed to leave at final three? Love the podcast. Thanks, guys.
I don't think she's guaranteed to leave at final three.
Nothing's guaranteed with this show.
I would appreciate if she left at final three. Not because I don't like her, but because
I'm waiting for her to leave now.
It's annoying.
Yeah. Exactly. It's upsetting because it's just like they have a really good connection going.
Yeah.
And we would have been feeling a lot different about it if we didn't have this knowledge. And, you know, a lot of times we're, you know, she'd be up there in the like, oh, she's probably going to be the one he picks, or I could see it. And now we're just like, oh, well, we know she's not. So, yeah. This is from, we've got some great questions from the Rob Has a Patron group. This is from Steve Keynes. What if you were Raven's ex-boyfriend and everyone in your small town watched this episode?
Yeah, I was wondering if they like bleeped out this entire episode like they did when she was telling the story in like the local market.
Yeah, remember how we got that question about how they like didn't show a part of this episode when they're in the hometown? Maybe he owns the town and like the media.
Yeah,
there.
Maybe his dad's like a senator or something. That wouldn't effing surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah, because obviously in a town like Hoxie, everyone knows who she's talking about. Everyone knows each other. This is from Will Holston. Is everyone else as uncomfortable as me with Nick and Raven talking so much about quote unquote choking under pressure while on their fantasy suite date?
Yeah, especially since Jasmine isn't even here.
I almost forgot who that was. man.
I stopped for a second. I was like, Jasmine's her name, right?
Right. This is from Ryan Deschamps. Will Nick end up alone again? Now that Corinne has been eliminated, is it really worth the rest of the season? Hashtag Vanessa's Unite. So he's referring to a quiz that, was it BuzzFeed?
Wait a minute. We're going to talk about it. Not next question, but the question after that. So we'll get there.
Okay.
Will Nick end up alone again? I don't know. They're trying to make us believe that, aren't they?
I don't know.
Like, they're putting little nugs in there. Like, he's going to be alone. So he's going to end up the opposite of that. So he's going to end up not alone.
Yeah. Whatever they are making us believe, it's not going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. This is from Gregory McBean. Am I the only one who thinks the Andy and Nick relationship is the most exciting relationship at this point?
Yeah, I will never not love Andy and Nick together. They just have a really interesting dynamic that I dig.
Yeah, this is where we first were introduced to Nick before fame got to him, and I even saw there's some like matchmaker person from a show. What was that one show?
Millionaire Matchmaker.
No, it was like, oh, it was one of those shows that had like three matchmakers, and it was JoJo's brother was on that show.
Million Suitcase Chronicles.
Right, something.
Briefcase Buddies.
Yeah, some weird thing where it was like, matchmakers helped find the contestants.
Longoria show.
Yeah, that one. And so something like Ready for Love or something like that. And anyway, I saw one of those matchmakers on Twitter and she was like, oh, there's perfect mirroring of each other. Like their body language was like still really good, the way they were sitting and like angled towards each other. And so, yeah, they still got something going on. People are noticing it. And
I agree. I don't think it's over. It's never over.
I wonder if this caused, and what if, like, do you think Nick, whoever he picked, told them about this? Like, oh yeah, Andy was there. Or once they saw it, they're like, wait a minute. Like, that looks like chemistry to me. Could have been a new fight. You know, they thought they only had the other women to deal with. And then it's the past coming back. All right, you alluded to this question. Mandy Rhodes Billing says, which of the final four are you? And that's regarding this BuzzFeed quiz. So we both took it.
And we both got Vanessa.
Yeah.
Now, so we should probably tweet that out, but I'm 100% going to forget.
You can Google or go back in our timelines.
Or wait, will you put it in the show notes, Amy?
Yeah, I could do that.
Give me 1 second.
BuzzFeed quiz. Oh, I'm finding the one that's like, who said it? Donald Trump or Corinne from The Bachelor?
Yeah, it's a different one. I found it. Okay, give me 1 sec.
Very cool.
Okay, so
that was a fun one.
All right.
Very fun.
So that'll be in our show notes. So if you want to take it, it'll be there.
Yes.
On the Rob Has a Podcast website. So robhasawebsite.com and then The Bachelor, you'll find it. You guys are smart. I trust you. And tweet us your answers or leave them in the comments.
Yeah, because so many people are getting Vanessa that I thought it's just
rude. Only Kristen McKinnis got Corinne, I think.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. But that was a fun one. Now, let's see. We also have a question from Megan Zemanski, the wonderful host of the Celebrity Apprentice recaps. Should they at least take the time to do us the courtesy of re-editing the Next Time On segment to not focus on whether he will pick Rachel?
They'll never give us the courtesy of anything, okay?
No.
We can't expect that much from them.
Right. Yeah, she's still in the running. They didn't go back and change any of these, like, things that they've edited for that. So, yeah, it's weird. I mean, I guess they figure there are a few people out there that don't know, haven't seen the announcement because they didn't watch Jimmy Kimmel and stayed off the internet wisely. And
but we've ruined it for them week after week. Right. So we're sorry.
We were good for 1 week. That's all we can.
What do you want from us? Like, how do we talk about the show and not mention that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. They make it impossible.
It's not our fault. Don't blame us, please.
No. Chase Brown wants to know, did Nick go to Finland just to have an excuse to wear a turtleneck?
Oh, God. That was the worst piece of clothing I've ever seen. I will say it time and time again.
And we've seen him with, like, humongous scarves.
Mm-hmm.
Allison Giancola, how did you guys feel about Corinne's exit and her realization that she doesn't need to kiss up to a man to make him love her? Self-value in relationships is such an important realization for young women. Is that the best Corinne outcome we could have hoped for?
I do think that was the best thing we could have hoped for. And I want her speech, like, on a t-shirt.
That would be nice. I'm sure it's already out there being made.
Somebody's printing those. Can you send them our way?
Yeah. Can we just toss one in as a swag bag? I'd like that. Yeah, I think she gained a lot of fans. People still kind of, like you mentioned, was she really a villain? I think they were trying to set her up as that, but that's not the arc she took. So it was kind of a great way for her to go out, even though it probably did not feel great at the time. They didn't, you know, throw her under with her exit words like they do with some of the women. You know, it was flattering. It showed, you know, that she was standing up for herself. And she wasn't talking bad about Nick. It was just like, hey, this is what I've learned about myself. All. So,
like, I think that's one thing we really have to credit for her in this season is that she really didn't talk shit about people unless, like, people were talking about her first.
Mm-hmm. Right. She was just
like, even then, she really wasn't like that brutal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I think that's it for our questions. But we had some news that we wanted to talk about regarding Dancing with the Stars. Big shocker, Haley, but there's a contestant has been announced.
Who is it? Who is it?
Nick is following the Chris Soules
route. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. That's never happened before. Oh wait, it's happened every effing season.
Right. Sean Lowe, Chris Soules. Who else?
I don't remember.
I know Melissa Rycroft did it, but
yeah,
it's mostly bachelors. And there's an interesting tweet that Caitlin had that one of our listeners flagged for us, but where it's like she was ready to go and do Dancing with the Stars. And then trying to pull it up here. So H Goody on Twitter, Hannah, she tagged us in this, but Caitlin tweeted, actually, I was offered it, had the contract, and Mike Fleiss told me I wasn't allowed. He said he didn't want people wanting fame after his show. And then she's got the emoji, like, chin scratch. Like,
The infamous chin scratch emoji. Yes. Usually used on by contestants on MTV reality TV shows.
Right. Because Whitney Bischoff says, why does a bachelorette never get this gig? I want to see Caitlin Bristow shake her tail feather. So that,
and it would have been great to see Caitlin, too, because she's like a legitimate dancer.
Yeah. And they've had, you know, she's not like they've had Christy Yamaguchi. They've had really talented dancers. It's not like you have to be a total amateur to be on the show. Mm-hmm. So that would have been a good one. But no, just I guess rules are different for men.
I've been watching a lot of British comedy game shows lately.
Okay.
And they talk a lot about their version of Dancing with the Stars, which is called Strictly Come Dancing, which I think is an amazing title for a show.
Right. Just start with the word strictly.
Strictly Come Dancing. Like, that's just like so fancy AF.
Yes.
Where it's like in the US, it's like Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. What would be the Bachelor title if you had to start with like Strictly?
Strictly Come Fucking. That's the hashtag. No, I'm kidding. Don't do that. Please don't do that. I really need to stop swearing. We don't have an explicit tag on our podcast, and we really
no
should.
No one's complained, though.
That's no, good. Not yet.
Exactly. We're still in the air, which is nice.
All right. Let me find some duct tape. Oh, yeah. Wait first. Mm. So, yeah, you can keep up with Nick, not by us talking about it, but keep a watch on your reality TV or hop-ups feed, because I've heard a little birdie chirp, chirp, chirp say that we've got some Dancing with the Stars coverage coming your way. That's again, so not exciting. Amy and I. No. We are not watching this shit.
No.
Come on. But
we'll support the people that will be.
Absolutely. So keep your little eyes out for that.
We'll become those people that are like listening to a podcast that aren't watching the show.
No, it's going to be us.
Yes. It's going to be awesome. So...
So Doug takes. Yes. So I got, okay. So first he said, $3,000 on clothes for Nick is nothing. I'm sure Corinne paid a lot more to buy the dead polar bear she wore to the rose ceremony. Yeah, that was an interesting jacket.
It was. She was ready for Finland.
She was. What a disappointment.
Yeah.
Maybe she knew she wasn't going, so she had to like go all out and wear a jacket then.
Maybe.
Based on firsthand experience, I can assure you there is no place less magical than Northern Scandinavian Bar in November. The Finnish Tourism Board must have shelled out serious coins to host the fantasy suite.
That's really what determines it. Who is going to pay? Like, actually, like, that's though, why they that's... go out to New Mexico and what was it? Mohegan Sun.
Welcome here to the Mohegan Sun Resort and Spa. What a great time we're going to have here at the Mohegan Sun.
But hey, at least we know what Bimini, we know that's a place now.
Yeah, we're excited about that.
So that was smart of their, tourism board.
Raven's continuous use of the word orgasm almost made me forget the show was rated PG. How the F is this show rated PG? We asked that ourselves. Oh gosh, every so single. True.
I mean, we talked about like Angela Bloom was watching this when she was like 10 or something. And that's a lot of people. I wouldn't want to be a parent that had to sort of, you know, weigh in on this.
I'm going to let my child watch The Bachelor.
Okay.
Because I want one of those kids that, like, accidentally swears at school because they don't know any better because they heard it from their parent.
Ah, all right. Just have them listen to the podcast.
Like, have it playing over, like, a loudspeaker to, like, get them to fall asleep at night.
Yeah, like, when they're in the womb, just, like, put the headphones on that's your belly.
That's totally hilarious.
Like, get to know your mom, like, your interests.
She's a terrible human. At no time in human history has society ever been able to say our greatest form of entertainment is watching a useless mouth breather in a turtleneck attempt to pleasure a southern belle and two of her rivals in the Arctic on a show rated appropriate for children. What a time to be alive. And Doug's last take for the week, Corinne's inability to give Nick a BJ means Haley owes me one beer. Ah, the sweet taste of victory. I bet him that he would get it. That Nick would get a Corinne J. And as far as we know, he didn't. So I owe Doug a beer. So I'm going to buy the cheapest one I can find.
All right. I feel like you should get him a Finnish beer. Sounds like he's been there, though.
Yeah. He's also been to Chernobyl. So who the F knows?
Next season on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Doug is single. So if any of you want to have like a Bachelor season where we host it with Doug, well, let me know. I'm sure I could set that up.
That'd be interesting. It's our dream to just take over for Chris Harrison anyway, right?
Yeah, let's just do it. Awesome. I'm sure we wouldn't get sued at all.
All right. Well, this podcast has been about 55 minutes.
Which is about
longer
the same
than the episode, if you take out the commercials, right?
Yeah.
So Yeah, that's an achievement. And we have.
And I had a lot of fun. Yes. I had a lot more fun talking about this episode than watching it.
That's for sure.
This is a tough point in the Bachelor season. Mm-hmm. Like Big Brother, it's always way more exciting in the beginning than at the end.
Right.
And we're seeing that.
It's so true. Yeah, it's just winding down the final three. And yeah, those certain circumstances made it a little less interesting this time around with these spoilers or announcements. But I'm still excited to see what happens and how.
Me too. And, you know, I've really actually been enjoying this season on the whole. I don't think there was as many low lows as we've seen in the past. Like, if you go back and listen to our coverage about Caitlin's season, honestly, there's 5 weeks of us like,
yeah.
Like, we actually used to have comments all the time. Traveling. Like, why do you watch the show if you hate it so much?
Yeah. Yeah. That's when they started doing all the to be continued. Now we're just at least conditioned for that.
We're just throwing it to the wind. We're just living our lives. We're just going with it.
Yes.
We're just rolling with it like it's turtleneck.
Oh, gross. So hideous. But we've got a Women Tell All next week.
Yeah.
Combination episode. So that's always fun to. So that should break it up, make it a little more interesting.
And our fallen comrades will get some more points.
Oh, yes. We do have some points on the draft for hot seat segments and things like that.
Yeah. So
I'm excited to see who's going to be the person.
Because you know Corn's going to get one.
Right. And who's going to be the person that comes to Whim Till All, like, armed and ready. And we haven't seen them all season, but yet they've got,
I couldn't tell you because I don't remember their names.
Right. Who's going to have, like, the strong opinions?
Like, Astrid, maybe?
Ooh, I could see that.
Or Kristen?
Kristen. Jacqueline?
Who's Jacqueline?
Exactly. On that note, thank you for listening, everybody. Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, on Snapchat, hstrong28, and on my blog, haleystrong.wordpress.com, and right here on this podcast. So yeah, subscribe to keep on hearing me.
Exactly. And I'm at RHEP Recapper. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.